being in that moment to facilitate or open a door for somebody to have the experience of the divine and to really experience divine love. That for me is what my counseling work really means. The story I'm going to share is just, it'll probably bring me back to tears again because it was so potent. A man who had gone through our DV treatment program twice. He went through it, reoffended, came back, went through it again. I had, and then he finished the program and was fine. He moved out of the community. And then I got a call from him probably 3 years later. And he asked if I was doing any counseling in Ogden, Utah, an hour away from Logan, where I was working. And I said, as a matter of fact, I'm working part-time for a company in Ogden, but I don't have an office. And he said, well, we could meet in the park. So we did. We met in the park and we had a session. And the problem was, his girlfriend, with whom he had had these problem relationships, the two of them were on such good footing. They had really made remarkable changes, mostly thanks to his changes. But he was suspicious that she was having an affair. And he had followed her. Her car was in another guy's house. And so he just like, I don't want to get violent. I don't want to get angry, but I don't know what to do. And I said, well, how much do you love her? And he said, well, I love her. I said, no, how much do you love her? And he said, well, what do you mean? I said, when I ask you that question, do you love her enough that you would want the very best in her life? And he said, well, of course. I said, even if the very best in her life might mean she would find that with another person. And he goes, oh, shit. I hadn't thought about that. So a week goes by. We come back to the park. He said, that was the hardest question anybody's ever asked. And he said, I've thought about this and I decided I do love her enough that if she's going to be happy with somebody else, I want to support that. I said, okay. So we talked about how he would do that. The next week he comes and he goes, Vic, you've got to help me. I said, what's going on? He said, I grew up in the Mormon church. I've never been religious, but I am having this experience of God's presence that I have never had in my life. I have visitations at night where I actually see angels. They're around my bed. And that led us to a conversation about what happens when we truly open ourselves to being loving. That was probably the most dynamic, the most impactful moment that I've had in that realm where counseling and spirituality intersect.
Such a sacred role, right? Of the witness.
Yeah.
Being the witness is such a sacred role. It's difficult because as the witness, you might not want to get involved. You're really just there to provide, you know, an outward, an outer reality for that person so that they can share their experience. But it's and also to go from being someone who had to go through the domestic violence program twice.
Yeah.
And then you were witnessing grace being given to this gentleman,
Exactly.
And it's not an easy journey.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it had totally flipped him upside down. He just had no idea what was going on. He just knew what was happening, but he couldn't explain because he wasn't religious. He wasn't spiritual. And here we got angels in my bedroom. What's going on?
That is amazing. That is kind of an astounding story, because what greater affirmation do you need than angels visiting you at night?
This has been episode 4 of Bite-Sized Blessings, the podcast all about the magic and spirit that surrounds us, if only we open our eyes to it. And whether you choose to listen to our bite-sized offerings for that 5 minutes of freedom in your day, or the longer interviews, we're grateful you're here. I need to thank Victor Nelson for sharing his story today, as well as the creators of the music used: Dream Heaven, Raphael Crux, Sasha End, Lilo Sound, Music L Files, and Frank Stirr. For complete attribution, please see the Bite Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. And remember, that's Bite spelled B-Y-T-E. On the website, you can find links to other episodes, as well as to books and music I think will brighten and bless your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Victor, and be a witness to the magic and the miracles in the world.